listening friend. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's April 23rd, 2013. Stay with me today because we're going to have a first here on Great News Radio, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. Great singing men rehearsal last night, as always. It's just wonderful to fellowship with these guys, to sing God-honoring songs, to have testimonies and sharing, prayer time, and a very thorough and complete rehearsal under the direction of Stephen McCleary to prepare us for upcoming concerts. Thank you, God, again for our phenomenal pianist, our accompanist, Matthew Gladden, and all the soloists and the guys that participate in this great men's choir. It's never too late to join us, guys. We meet every Monday night from 7 to 9 p.m. at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. Call if you need more information or want to join us, 217-367-7777. And we're always adding new guys to the choir. You don't need any background experience or formal training in music. Just come with a heart to learn and a desire to sing God praises, and you'll fit right in. Wasn't yesterday's testimony on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends with Stephen Seifert wonderful? I loved how he honored his wife, Leslie, and his passion for leadership. And I'm honored to say Great News Radio is one of the sponsors of this Chick-fil-A leader cast that's coming to our area on Friday, May 10th. Sign up today and be sure to type Great News Radio in the code box at the website and you'll get a $5 discount. Stop by culeaders.eventbrite.com. That's CU, the letter CU, leaders, L-E-A-D-E-R-S, dot eventbrite, E-V-E-N-T-B-R-I-T-E, dot com. It's going to be a fantastic all-day event, and you're going to be blessed by attending. I'll be there. Co-host Pastor Jason will be there, and other Great News Radio listening family members. So come join us on Friday, May 10th. Well, what we're going to do today, our good friends at WITY in Danville, David Brown's the owner and general manager, and you may remember I interviewed him, I think, in the fall of last year. He's their station manager, and I was intrigued because he called me one day and said he listens to the station all the time. He loves David Jeremiah. He hears Mark and Friends from time to time and just appreciates our Christian programming. So we met up. He shared some of his testimony with me and some of his life story, and I just really appreciated his heart for the Lord and how he's even using WITY, which, if you will, is a secular commercial station. Yet on Sundays and other times, he has very God-honoring music. He plays Unshackled and other similar programs to our format. Well, anyways, one of their staff members, Randy Daniels, who's an on-air host, interviewed Jason Crabb, who's coming to Danville this Saturday night at 6 p.m. at the Danville High School Dick Van Dyke Auditorium. And so they passed on this interview to me. And so I'm going to play a little promo spot to encourage you to get your tickets at itickets.com or Five Loaves and Two Fish in Danville. And then I'll play a song by Jason Crabb titled The Cross. And then you're going to hear Randy's 11-minute conversation with Jason. So sit back and enjoy the music ministry of Jason Crabb and his recent interview with Randy Daniels of WITY Danville.
Spend an evening with The Voice, Jason Crabb, live in concert. Jason Crabb.
It's a night filled with celebration.
Enjoy all your Jason Crabb favorites. Let's hear songs from his new album. From the stage of the Grand Ole Opry to the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir to the biggest arenas in America to your town, it's Jason Crabb.
Spend a night in worship with Jason Crabb and build homes for Haiti this Saturday, April 27th, 6 p.m. at the Danville High School, Danville, Illinois. Tickets available at itickets.com and at Five Loaves, Two Fish in Danville. In April, Jason Crabb stood on stage at the historic Fox Theater in Atlanta to receive Song of the Year honors for Sometimes I Cry. He performed at Carnegie Hall, became a favorite of audiences at Nashville Grand Ole Opry, was honored to sing for the Reverend Billy Graham's Farewell Crusade in New York City, and appeared regularly on the ever-popular Gaither Homecoming series videos. His distinctive voice has echoed in churches great and small in America and throughout the world. Jason Crabb has, in the last few years, emerged as the face of Southern gospel music to longtime listeners, as well as to the legion of new generation fans he's helped bring into the fold. Transitioning seamlessly from his full-time role as the powerhouse lead vocalist for the Crabb family when the group left the road, to launching a solo career that has already literally proven to be without borders. Today at 34, with Grammy and multi-Dove awards to his credit, Jason Crabb wears success as singer, songwriter, musician, producer, and best-selling author, all with equal humility in the knowledge that God has called him to the mission of reaching people. Lots more to say, but let this song, The Cross, do the speaking, as you'll certainly enjoy Jason's voice and the message these lyrics contain.
To some it's just a hymn, a formality. It's a symbol that's been used so frequently. Many blaspheme and despise, though its ancient enterprise, a shrine to death that stands for life to me. There was a cross made for the Son of God at Calvary. Two pieces of rough timber on a hill. Through his hands and through his feet, so dear to me. It stood for suffering, yet it brought us peace. It bridged the gap for men, offered cleansing for our sins. And I
fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Spirit, for working this redemptive plan so that we could have a relationship with you. Forgive us, Lord Jesus, for it was our sins that put you on the cross. What a powerful song and reminder. We serve an awesome God who gave up his greatest gift of all, his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, so that we could have a relationship with him now and throughout all eternity. If this is a concept unfamiliar to you, or maybe one that you need to be reassured in, there are wonderful trained counselors that would love to walk you through how to have a relationship with God. Just dial 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. Well, as mentioned, we've never done this before, but our good friends over at WITY just a few days ago had an interview with Jason Crabb, and so you're going to hear from Randy Daniels asking Jason a little about his life story, and then I'll come back on and close out the program, as we hope many of you will come out this Saturday night, April 27th, to the Danville High School to enjoy an evening with Jason Crabb and learn from a missionary about building homes in Haiti. Here's Randy Daniels.
Jason Crabb is coming to Danville in concert Saturday, April 27th at 6 p.m. at the Danville High School Dick Van Dyke Auditorium. And it's all part of the Homes for Haiti's mission that the Community Church of God on Bowman Avenue in Danville is working on. And Jason Crabb does join us now. Jason, first of all, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. It's good to hear from you.
Randy, it's good to be with you. It's good to be with you today.
You are an award-winning performer. You've certainly been an award-nominated performer, and I'd rather be an award winner than just an award-nominated person. And, of course, you're extremely busy traveling a lot. What I'd like to do here in our conversations with you, the first half of our talk, is kind of learn a little more about you personally, your growing up, your influences, and then in the second half, let's talk a little bit about what you have going on professionally, CDs and books and all of those good things. How would that be?
That sounds perfect. That sounds perfect. Well, you know, if I traveled on the road for about the last 20 years, the first, I would say, 14 years I'd been on the road with my family. A lot of people know the Crabb family, and we did a lot of dates together. When we first started traveling, we did about 300 and some dates a year. And, you know, it was a family group, of course. My dad wrote a lot of the music, and, you know, we traveled a lot. And so, based out of Beaver Dam, Kentucky. And so, you know, things went really well, and all things kind of have a season, you know.
Sure.
And so then we went to kind of being a solo artist, and, boy, God has really blessed it.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you didn't mind talking about yourself, you probably wouldn't mind talking about the family, and you did talk about the Crabb family. Boy, you were just born into the business, weren't you?
You know, I grew up in the church. My dad pretty much was a pastor all my life. And, you know, that's kind of how we learned everything, you know, how to treat people and how people, you know, have things in their lives that go on and how to, you know, help minister to those people as well. And so, you know, that's the kind of things that we took out on the road. And we just, you know, we're just thankful that we had this opportunity.
And, boy, the opportunity has been rewarding and awarding. You have been a Dove Award winner. You've certainly been Grammy-nominated ever since you decided to go solo back in, what, about 2007, 2008, somewhere in that line?
Yeah, everything has went really well. We went 2008, 2007. We kind of did our own solo project kind of thing, and God is just really blessed, and like I said, very thankful.
What made you decide to go solo?
Well, you know, it was just one of those things to where, you know, and it was time. It was time to do that. And, you know, there's a season for everything, and it just kind of led that way. There's no way to describe it. You just know that that's kind of where you're at.
And you have been so blessed to have performed in some of the great concert halls and venues all across the country and around the world.
Yeah, you know, very thankful, very grateful, you know, that you know, God has allowed us to do some wonderful things. You know, we've been at Carnegie Hall. We went to, oh, goodness, we've done Red Rocks. We do the Grand Ole Opry. As a matter of fact, we're going to be doing that again pretty soon, the 26th. And so, you know, things are really, really happening. We've got a new record out that we've got some good, you know, some good songs on, great writers, and boy, it's just been good.
And it's taken you all these years, Jason, but finally, you will have made it to Danville High School on April 27th.
You know what? We're very tickled, very excited about being there, very thankful about being there, you know, and I look forward to, you know, kind of what to bring this music there. You know, we've kind of been around the area, but we haven't actually been there.
Well, I'll tell you what, they have a wonderful auditorium there named after great comedian actor Dick Van Dyke, who went to Danville High School. So you'll be performing at the Dick Van Dyke Auditorium. And again, that's going to be Saturday, April 27th, 2013. Tickets, general admission, $15. However, students or groups of 10 or more, $10 a ticket. And those tickets are available either at www.itickets.com. You can also pick them up at Five Loaves and Two Fish Book Cottage at 717 North Gilbert in Danville. And if there are any left, maybe you can get lucky and get some at the door. Jason Crabb with us. His appearance in Danville, all part of the Homes for Haiti concert, helping the Community Church of God on Bowman Avenue in Danville raise funds for their mission work in Haiti, a nation that is still suffering the ravages of a lot of natural disasters that have hit them over the past several years. Jason Crabb, again, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. We do appreciate hearing from you.
Oh, Randy, thank you so much. It's been a joy to be with you, and I'm so excited about you know, singing some of this new music along with some of the old Crabb Family tunes. You know, the new music, you can actually, when you go pick up the tickets, you can buy the new CD there as well at the bookstore, Christian bookstore. And we're going to be doing some stuff off of that. So, yeah, I'm very, very excited. Thanks for having us on today.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you on. Let's take an extra moment here and talk a little bit about that CD you just mentioned. It's a self-titled CD, cleverly called what, Jason Crabb?
Well, we did a CD called Jason Crabb, but our new one is called Love is Stronger. It just got put out this month, and actually the end of last month, March. And so, you know, we're very tickled with that. We had great producers come in. Wayne Hahn produced some of the songs along with, oh, goodness, Ed Cash, which produces, you know, people like Kerry Job and Chris Tomlin, some of the stuff you hear, you know, in the church today. And then also we had a guy by the name of Jay DeMarcus, which is Rascal Flatts, and he produced six of the tunes on there. I figured I'd try to help his career out a little bit, let him produce. but anyways, you know, the songs that we got and everything that took place, we're just very, very excited about it. We've got different singles out. One now is called That's What the Blood is For. And then we've got one to, you know, different streams of music.
You know, the obvious question to ask is, where do you get your inspiration? But I suppose the obvious answer would be from the Bible. Is there another answer to that?
Well, you know, I think everyday life and everyday living, and, you know, people that come up to the table and say, you know what, this is for the bless my life and help me get through some tough times. And, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, helping each other out. That's what, you know, the great thing is when you sing a song and you see somebody really get touched or moved by it, makes you want to go after, you know, other things.
And where do you see yourself in another 5 years down the road? Doing the same, or do you have other future plans you might be able to let us in on?
Well, we try to stay in, you know, just about everything that we possibly can, you know, music-wise. We've got a movie that's going to come out this year that we was a little bit of part of. We've got a children's book series that's getting ready to come out, and which we are very excited about that, that teaches, you know, wonderful biblical principles and different things. And so, you know, we're going to just stay after it. You know, whatever presents itself, that's what we're going to do.
Again, I'm surprised you have the time to talk with us now, because as we're finding out talking to you, Jason, you're a very diverse individual, not just a singer. Obviously, you're a writer and a performer and a big-time traveler. Thanks for taking the time again to speak with us here, as we remind everybody again that you are going to be in concert at Danville High School's Dick Van Dyke Auditorium Saturday evening, April 27th at 6 p.m., $15 general admission tickets. However, students or groups of 10 or more can get $10 a ticket, and those can be purchased either online at www.itickets.com or Five Loaves and Two Fish Book Cottage at 717 North Gilbert in Danville. And if you want to take a chance on waiting till show night, maybe there could be some available at the door. Jason Crabb, good luck with everything that you get involved in. Sounds like you've been very blessed, and we've been blessed to have you visit with us here this day.
Well, thank you again for having us on, and I look forward to seeing everyone in Danville. It's going to be a wonderful time. We've got a live band, you know, and so it's fun for every age, you know, every age, from grandparents to grandkids. And so it's going to be a good time. Great cause.
Till we meet on the 27th of April to help that cause of Homes for Haiti, helping the people in that island nation who are still feeling the effects of the natural disasters that ravaged their island back about 3 years ago.
That was Randy Daniels of WITY Danville and Jason Crabb. Wow, we're out of time, everyone. Gotta go. SRN News won't wait. Tickets available at itickets.com and Five Loaves, Two Fish in Danville. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.